Welcome to today's episode. We're diving into Google's latest innovation with their Gemini AI, now seamlessly integrated into Docs, Sheets, and Gmail. It's a game changer for workspace users.
Absolutely. Google's Gems are now available directly within the side panel of popular workspace apps like Docs and Gmail. This integration allows users to access customizable Gemini chatbots tailored for specific tasks, enhancing productivity without the need to switch apps.
What intrigues me is how these gems can be customized for tasks like brand-tailored copywriting or exam revisions. How does this new feature streamline user experience?
Users can create expert versions of the chatbot for recurring tasks by uploading files to provide context. Google states that this minimizes repetitive prompting, making task management more efficient. It's a significant step towards personalized AI assistance.
This reminds me of the growing trend of integrating AI into everyday tools. Speaking of trends, let's shift gears to the hype around AI agents. What's the latest there? Next up, let's discuss the reality check on AI agents. While Google's recent I/O event showcased some impressive capabilities, MIT Technology Review urges caution. What's the story here?
Google introduced a new class of agentic experiences, where digital assistants perform complex tasks with minimal human input, like finding a bicycle repair manual and even contacting a store for parts. However, the article warns against overhyping these capabilities before they're fully realized.
I can't help but wonder, with these advancements, how close are we to having digital coworkers managing our schedules and tasks autonomously?
Google's vision is to have intelligent agents booking flights and rescheduling meetings. But the article stresses the importance of responsible deployment. The agent-to-agent standard aims to facilitate communication between agents across platforms, but it's still in early stages.
It's clear that AI's potential is vast, yet we must tread carefully. Now, let's pivot to Tesla's recent struggles. What's happening with their second quarter? Tesla's second quarter performance has caught the attention of investors. Vehicle deliveries fell by 13.5%, raising concerns about the company's financial health. What are the implications here?
Tesla's revenue drop mirrors broader challenges in the automotive industry. Analysts are revising revenue expectations, with predictions now suggesting a 1.5% decline for the year. This signals potential trouble for Tesla's market position.
Given these trends, how might Tesla navigate these challenges, and what does this mean for the EV market as a whole?
Tesla's struggles could reflect shifting consumer preferences and increased competition. The company's ability to innovate and adapt will be crucial in maintaining its foothold in the EV sector.
Tesla's journey is indeed a roller coaster. Now let's beam up to the future of energy with Robinhood's co-founder. What's the latest venture? Robinhood's co-founder, Baiju Bhatt, is venturing into space-based solar power with his new startup, Etherflux. How is this project shaping the future of energy?
Etherflux aims to launch satellites to collect solar power in space and beam it back to Earth. With a $50 million Series A funding and a demo flight planned for 2026, Bhatt is betting on space as the next frontier for clean energy.
This sounds like a sci-fi dream. How does Bhatt plan to overcome the challenges of scaling such a groundbreaking technology?
Bhatt emphasizes the importance of strategic fundraising and leveraging investor interest in space tech. The startup is navigating the complexities of launching and maintaining satellites, aiming to revolutionize energy sourcing.
From space to finance, let's discuss Konto's recent milestone in digital banking. What's happening in the fintech world? French B2B neobank Konto has reached 600,000 customers and is filing for a banking license. What does this mean for the digital banking landscape?
Konto's move to file for a banking license in France marks a significant step towards expanding its financial offerings. With a payment institution license since 2018, Konto is now poised to offer broader services like lending and savings.
As digital banking evolves, how might Konto's expansion impact European markets and the fintech industry?
Gaining a credit institution license will enable Konto to reach its goal of 2 million customers by 2030. The move reflects the growing demand for comprehensive digital banking solutions among European businesses.
FinTech is indeed transforming rapidly. Now, let's explore AI's creative potential with Wonder Dynamics at TechCrunch Disrupt. What's on the horizon? Nikola Todorovich, co-founder of Wonder Dynamics, is set to speak at TechCrunch Disrupt 2025. What's his focus at this pivotal event?
Todorovich, a visual effects expert turned AI entrepreneur, will discuss advancements in AI technology. His platform, Autodesk Flow Studio, integrates 3D characters into live-action scenes, automating complex processes for filmmakers.
With AI reshaping creative industries, how might these innovations influence filmmaking and beyond?
AI tools like Autodesk Flow Studio are democratizing content creation, allowing filmmakers to produce high-quality visuals more efficiently. This could lead to a surge in creative projects and new storytelling possibilities.
AI's role in creativity is truly exciting. Now, let's address a controversy involving OpenAI and Robinhood's token sale. What's the issue here? OpenAI has condemned Robinhood for selling OpenAI tokens, which they claim misrepresent their brand. What are the details of this dispute?
OpenAI clarified that these tokens do not grant equity in the company. They were not involved in the sale and do not endorse it. Robinhood's tokens aim to offer exposure to private company equity, but OpenAI warns against potential misunderstandings.
In light of this, how might such branding affect public perception of AI companies like OpenAI?
Misleading branding could erode trust in AI companies. OpenAI's response highlights the importance of clear communication and responsible marketing in maintaining public confidence.
Brand integrity is crucial, especially in tech. Speaking of AI's impact, let's discuss its role in job predictions. What's the latest trend? AI job predictions are becoming a competitive sport in corporate America, with CEOs forecasting workforce reductions. What are the implications of this trend?
CEOs like Anthropic's Dario Amodei predict significant job losses due to AI, with unemployment potentially reaching 20%. This competitive forecasting reflects growing reliance on AI for workforce planning.
As AI reshapes job landscapes, how might companies balance technological advancement with workforce stability?
Companies must navigate the delicate balance of leveraging AI while ensuring employee adaptability. This involves investing in reskilling programs and fostering a culture of innovation.
AI's impact on jobs is a hot topic. Let's now address a concerning trend on TikTok involving AI-generated content. What's happening there? Racist videos created with AI are going viral on TikTok, raising ethical concerns. How is this issue being addressed?
Media Matters found that videos made with Google's VO3 tool are spreading racist tropes. These videos, marked by a VO watermark, have amassed millions of views. Google states it will block inappropriate content, but the issue persists.
With AI's power to create content, how can platforms like TikTok ensure responsible use and prevent harmful material?
Platforms must implement robust content moderation and collaborate with AI developers to set ethical guidelines. Transparency and accountability are key in mitigating misuse.
Content moderation is indeed a challenge. On a related note, let's discuss TikTok's recent layoffs. What's the latest there? TikTok has laid off staff from its U.S. trust and safety and global e-commerce teams. What drove these decisions?
The layoffs are part of ongoing restructuring, with TikTok Shop facing its third round of cuts since April. Changes in U.S. import duty exemptions have impacted e-commerce efforts, prompting these workforce adjustments.
As TikTok navigates these challenges, what might this mean for its global operations and future strategy?
TikTok's strategic realignment aims to streamline operations and adapt to regulatory shifts. The company must balance growth with compliance to maintain its competitive edge.
Adapting to change is crucial for TikTok. Now let's explore the crypto world with Ripple's latest move. What's happening there? Ripple is seeking a U.S. National Trust Bank charter, joining other crypto firms in this pursuit. What are the implications of this move?
Ripple's application for a National Trust charter aligns with anticipated stablecoin legislation. This move allows Ripple and similar firms to safeguard assets and expand services, reflecting a shift towards regulatory compliance in the crypto space.
With crypto firms seeking bank charters, how might this influence the broader financial landscape and regulatory environment?
As crypto firms integrate into traditional finance, we may see increased regulatory scrutiny and collaboration. This could pave the way for more stable and trustworthy crypto offerings.
The fusion of crypto and traditional finance is fascinating. Now let's delve into Tesla's robot redesign. What's the latest update? Tesla has halted parts purchases for its Optimus robot pending design changes. What prompted this decision?
Following leadership changes, Tesla is revising the Optimus robot's hardware and software designs. This pause in procurement affects production timelines, with previous goals of producing 5,000 units this year now in question.
As Tesla rethinks its approach, what might this mean for the future of humanoid robots and Tesla's innovation strategy?
Tesla's redesign reflects its commitment to innovation and quality. The company is likely focusing on refining Optimus to ensure it meets high standards, which could set new benchmarks in robotics.
Tesla's journey with Optimus is intriguing. Finally, let's discuss the U.S. lifting chip software curbs on China. What's the context here? The U.S. has lifted restrictions on chip design software exports to China. How does this decision impact trade relations and the tech industry?
This move follows a trade agreement between the U.S. and China, easing tensions. Access to electronic design automation tools is crucial for semiconductor development, benefiting both Chinese and global tech industries.
With these restrictions lifted, how might this influence future collaborations and technological advancements between the two nations?
The easing of curbs could foster innovation and cooperation, potentially leading to breakthroughs in AI chip development. It signals a more collaborative approach in tech diplomacy.
Collaboration in tech is key to progress. That wraps up today's episode. Join us next time as we continue to explore the ever-evolving world of technology. Thanks for tuning in.